بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of the speech delivered on April 12, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the government officials of the Islamic Republic. One of the battles where people abandon the Holy Prophet except for the commander of the faithful and a few others was the Battle of Hunain, just like the Battle of Uhud. Well, this is the result of becoming arrogant. Of course, later, God the Exalted helped them and they managed to win. But this is the result of becoming proud of oneself. It will make one collapse. Not only will it make us collapse, but it will also make the group that moves around us collapse as well. This is why we read in supplication in Dua al-Kumail that you make me content with what you have given me and in all cases humble. You must be humble at all times. Humility means modesty and it is the opposite of arrogance. In supplication of Kumail, one asks this of God. One of the problems with arrogance, if it shows up in us, is that it makes us walk away from the people. Arrogance makes us drift away from the people. The people become small in our eyes. We will humiliate them and we will naturally walk away from them. It makes us delusional about ourselves.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
We think more highly of ourselves, more than what we are. This is the pest of arrogance. When we have a sense of self-importance, our mistakes become smaller in our eyes. Well, all of us make mistakes. All of us acknowledge in our hearts that we have some shortcomings. In certain cases, we know that we have made mistakes in such and such areas, but these mistakes become small in our eyes. That is why if someone else makes these mistakes, they seem grave to us, that our own mistakes seem small in our eyes. When mistakes seem insignificant, we become negligent about correcting them. We will not correct them and continue making them. These are the outcomes of arrogance. Notice how problematic this becomes. It deprives us of listening to friendly advice. Sometimes a person says something to us out of malice, and it might make us angry, but sometimes people criticize us in a friendly way, and we will not listen. Well, this is the first detriment, becoming arrogant.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.